This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. Hello and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I'm Katie McCowan and I am so glad that you are here with us today. I'm excited about springtime and beginning the month of April. And I don't know what exactly is going on in your world right now, but it does feel like we're beginning to do more than maybe we've done in a long time, especially if you compare spring of this year to springtime of last year. It probably looks different than it did in 2020. So I'm excited about the series that we're launching on the podcast this month. I am calling it a Life Hacks series. And so let me tell you a little bit of backstory on this, because one of the questions that I get most often from people is, how do you do it? So they're observing me as a mother of six and as a writer and author and podcaster and running my kids to and from all of their activities and then somehow trying to keep the house in a place where we can walk through it without tripping over shoes and dirty clothes, right? And so from a distance, they observe all of this and then they ask, how do you do it? And so that's kind of what I want to answer this month on the podcast in this Life Hacks series. I'd love to answer the question for you, how I do it. And I do want to go ahead and say this right now. This is the first episode in our Life Hacks series. But to really get the answer, to get the whole answer to the question, how do you do it? You'll have to listen all the way to the last episode in this series that will air at the last week of April. So go ahead, if you haven't already, and hit subscribe on the Best Day Ever podcast page so that you don't miss that last episode that will drop this month, because that's really going to be the one where I give you the most complete answer to the question, how do you do it? But before we get to that episode, I thought it would be fun to give you just a few practical things that I have learned over the years that help me in the ebb and flow of everyday life and help me truly live every day as my best day ever. So here's what I want to start with this week as we introduce this Life Hacks series. I want to help you identify what I call your hot spots. Okay, so let me set this up. In my home, we often have clutter. There are 8 people that live in this house, me and my husband and our 6 children that currently range in age from a first grader to a freshman in high school. We have 4 boys and 2 girls and all sorts of activities. So the normal school activities and then the after school activities. And so we just have stuff. And a lot of times our stuff just kind of goes everywhere. And you may not have it to the extreme that I have it, or you may not have exactly the same circumstances that I have, but, and it may not even be your home. It may be your car or your office or a place that you spend a lot of time. But I think that we can all identify with the concept of clutter. And the thing is that clutter in our spaces can sometimes translate to clutter in our hearts and in our emotions. I don't know if you've recognized this, but this is where I identify what I call hot spots. There are a few places in my home that if those places are cluttered and completely covered up with stuff, it will cause my heart to grow stressed and frustrated. It really will. And here's the interesting thing is that it's only certain places. There are other places in my home that can be a big old mess and it doesn't bother me as much. It's not something that causes my soul to become stressed and my emotions to become overwhelmed. And so when we talk about identifying hotspots, that's what I want you to think about today. Where are the places, the physical places in your life that when you see them and they are not in order, they are not picked up, they are not organized, it translates to a deeper emotional overwhelmment or stress. So one of the places in my home that this happens to me is my kitchen sink. And a lot of this I noticed happening during the days of the pandemic when we were all home every day, all day, and there was nowhere to go and nothing to do. And so we were all in the house most of the time. And what was happening is that we were coming in and out of the kitchen at different times. We were grabbing a snack or even sometimes a meal at different times. And what was happening is everyone was just piling their dishes up in the sink. And so in my house, the kitchen is kind of the place that no matter where I want to go, I have to go through the kitchen. If I want to go to my room, if I want to go to the living room, if I want to go to one of my kids' rooms or even out the door, I have to go through the kitchen. And so the dishes piled up in the kitchen sink were a constant source of stress and frustration for me because I saw it all of the time. And no matter how much else I had to do, whether I was homeschooling the kids at that time or whether I was working on the laundry or whether I was helping someone do something related to another issue, I was always aware of that job that was not only waiting on me, but was growing by the moment. And it caused me to do other things in a place of stress or frustration because of that one place. And so because I was able to identify that as a hot spot, as a physical place of clutter or disorganization that translated to an emotional stress, because I was able to identify that as a hot spot, what I did was look for a solution to that one hotspot. Now, there may have still been other places of mess and disorganization in my house, but they weren't having the same emotional effect on me as the kitchen sink. So I focused on the kitchen sink and I came up with a solution. My solution to my kitchen sink hotspot was a little cardstock chalkboard arrow. So it's not an actual chalkboard. It just looks like a chalkboard. It's a piece of kind of like a piece of construction paper cut out like an arrow. And on that arrow, it has two sides. And on one side, I wrote the words, "Please leave in sink." And on the other side, I wrote the words, "Please load." And then I bought a pretty little kind of like a placeholder. It might be something that you use to write the name of someone and hold their place at a wedding or some wedding reception or something like that. Got one of those. And I put my arrow in the pretty little placeholder and I put it next to the kitchen sink. And so what that means is that now when someone in my home comes into the kitchen with their dirty dishes, if the arrow is on the side that says, "Please load," and is pointed towards the dishwasher, they know not to leave their dishes in the kitchen sink. They load them straight into the dishwasher. And what that did is that it allowed me to be able to walk in and out of the kitchen without constantly seeing a sink overflowing with dirty dishes. Now, certainly there are issues because sometimes it'll say, "Please load," the arrow will say, "Please load," and there are clean dishes in the dishwasher. And so that's a whole nother thing. But what I want you to hear is that I was able to identify a hot spot in my home that when it was disorganized and cluttered, caused more than just physical frustration in my life. It also caused emotional stress. And by identifying that hotspot, I was able to focus on that one place and come up with a solution that helped relieve not only the physical clutter and disorganization, but also the emotional stress and frustration. And so that's what I want you to think about today. As we begin this Life Hacks series, I want you to identify your hotspots. Just be a little more aware of one or two places that not only frustrate you because of the physical clutter, but they cause more of an emotional stress and frustration. And here's why this is so important. Because if we're not careful, these hot spots in our physical space can become hot spots in our relationships. Because when we encounter a physical space that creates emotional stress and frustration, then we treat the people in our lives differently. It brings to mind a few verses. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, it says, love is patient and kind. Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruits of the Spirit and lists things like love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. And when we have hot spots in our physical space that become emotional stressors and frustration, that leads to hot spots in our relationships where we might be less likely to produce things like love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. So I want you to see how being able to identify hot spots in your space can lead to more fruitful relationships in your life because you are more available to the work of the Holy Spirit in you to produce these fruits of the Spirit. So we're beginning this life hack series. Your assignment for the day, for the week, is to identify your hot spots and make a plan to relieve those hot spots in your space so that you are more available to produce fruits of the Spirit in your relationships. And ultimately, what I hope as you do this work of identifying your hot spots and making a plan for them, I hope what this allows you to do is stress less, love more, and ultimately make every day your best day ever.